Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of the blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one in whom we rejoice. We may present him as your Savior, and you can have the opportunity of receiving him as your own. If never you have done so, we pray that you will do it today. We continue our theme concerning the second coming of Christ. We're touching upon that last great judgment that will take place when the Savior will have all the unsaved dead from human history standing before him at the great white throne. We would read those solemn words again from Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead which were in them. They were judged every man according to their works. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. May God bless the reading of his inspired word. May the Holy Spirit use the word, not only from its reading, but even from the ministry we shall give to the blessing of many precious souls who may not yet know the Savior. What a scene is this, the greatest judgment that shall ever be held, when from the beginning of time to the end of time in human history, the dead who die in their sin, unredeemed and unregenerate, shall stand before the judge, even our Lord Jesus Christ, in that great day. It will be the second resurrection, as it is so called in the Word of God, called by the Lord Jesus in John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, the resurrection of judgment or damnation. We have noted that the records of all will be unveiled. Every man and woman who shall be standing in that day before the judge, unsaved, in their sins, will have the record of their life to face from the beginning to the end. But according to what we have studied and read, there is another book, in addition to the many books, that shall be open, a book that is called the Book of Life, proving that the names of those who stand before the judge are not found to be written there. If God's salvation has been accepted, their names would be there, and thus they must prove worthy of judgment and even the eternal sentence that must be meted out. May we note with you very carefully the 13th verse of our chapter. The completion of all this judgment concerning the dead who have died without Christ. We read that the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and Hades delivered up the dead which were in them. Note specifically the careful record that God has written by the Spirit. There are many that have been buried at sea. You may wonder what has happened to their bodies. Yes, perhaps there is no visible evidence if you and I could go to the bottom of the sea and seek to discover their remains. But the God of resurrection is of such power that he brings them up out of the graves of the sea in resurrection form to stand before the judge in that eternal day. And then, too, we have the fact that the unseen realm of departed spirits and souls who have died and in that place which the Word of God calls Hades. Death and Hades, from all the unseen world, give up the dead which were in it. May I emphasize the completeness of this resurrection. No one will be missing, regardless where their ashes of their body may have been. But may I remind you that when they departed this life in death, their spirit and their soul went to the unseen world of the lost, which will be entered at this great judgment, and they will stand resurrected with bodies and spirits and soul before the judge. My beloved, the bodies of the wicked, the bodies of the unsaved, will be constituted and made and brought out of death in order that they may endure their eternal torment through ages to come. They will be existing eternally. My beloved, I don't know what you believe or what you know concerning the teaching and the meaning of resurrection. Whether it be the resurrection of the saved, whether it be the resurrection of the unsaved, the work of resurrection that will be done by God means the reuniting of their immaterial parts, spirit and soul, with a body they shall have forever. Long ago in the Garden of Eden, God declared the sentence upon Adam when he said, "Dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return." But ah, beloved, I say, on the ground of God's word, wherever the dust of humanity may be buried, they shall come out with resurrection bodies, so constituted in a moment, and in the twinkling of an eye, to be thus united to their spirit and soul again. The meaning of that expression in our verse, death and Hades delivered up the dead which were in them. It is the resurrection of all the unsaved who died in their sins. And we read they will be judged, everyone according to their work. My beloved, may I state the story of a man that many, many years ago I recall reading when there was a terrible train accident between New York City and Philadelphia, and many of the wounded and the dying and the dead were brought to the nearest railroad station that their bodies might be cared for, taken to the hospital, or ministered to if possible. Upon the railroad station of one particular city, there was a man that was crying out in his suffering and in his agony of pain. One talked with him and said, "Are you afraid? Are you afraid, my friend? Are you afraid of dying?" And he answered, "No, I'm not afraid of death. But I am afraid of the resurrection." As he faced eternity, he recognized the soul that sinneth, it must die. But he also recognized that everyone shall stand before God. And he was standing before God in the day of resurrection that troubled him at the time of his death. Yes, my beloved, I say truthfully, there are many who may not be and prove that they're not afraid of death. How many have given their lives heroically in death, even for the benefit and the salvation of the body of others, and for many a cause? Unafraid of death. Brave indeed. But, oh my beloved, let's be reminded, there's a resurrection day for all. And the unsaved shall stand before God. And may I state very carefully, they will be existing eternally when their banishment comes. As we read in verse 14, death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. My beloved, it is not extinction, please. neither is it annihilation, but it is the torment during a lifetime of eternity, yea, the lifetime of the Almighty and the Eternal God. It will be a common place for all the unsaved, but there will be degrees of punishment according to their works or their sins. In the parable of our Lord, spoken in Luke chapter 12, and in verse 47, the blessed Savior declared that some will receive many stripes, and others a few stripes. Can I be very faithful, truthful, to the Word of God? The eternal punishment will be according to their merit. Many will have many stripes. Others will have few stripes, indicative of the measure of their penalty. Yet, beloved, please may I point out the closing words of verse 14. God calls it the second death. My beloved, you may not be afraid of the first death, when the spirit and soul leaves your body. But how about the second death? Oh, grant indeed you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. May I make a statement? I hope you'll understand what I shall say. Born once, die twice. Born twice, die once, or perhaps not at all. You say, what do you mean? If I'm only born once, have a natural birth without a spiritual birth, I must face not only natural death, I must face the lake of fire, which is called the second death. But if I am born again by the Spirit of God, Christ becoming my Savior, I can only face one death, and that is my natural death. I shall not be in the lake of fire. Or if my Lord comes before I die, I shall not die at all. Let me repeat it. Born once, die twice. Born twice, die once, and perhaps not at all. My beloved, I pray you know the Savior. Escape the second death, coming to Him today. Father, may the Holy Spirit use the Word to the sanctification of the saved, but to the salvation of the lost. In Jesus' name, amen.